Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. She's just so cute. Oh, look at the kitty. Yes, I promised her I would take a little nap with her. A grown woman talking about her kitty. Yes, I know. Listen, you perverts. You meant the word pussycat or other words, and yeah, I know what you're thinking, but no, actually, my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, she actually was a cat that I actually found in my backyard. I'm not kidding. She was this stray cat who, from when I found out about her story, she was left behind. So she was running around in my backyard. I just end up feeding animals. I'm like, hey, she just came running out, yelling at me, wow! And I'm like, what the hell with this cat? So what I did is one day, this was a couple of years ago, I fed her. She was, like, yelling at me. I'm like, what do you want? So there I was in the backyard feeding her. Next thing you know, she follows me in my apartment, and I have a cat. That's exactly how I have it. And what better way to give her an honor of a name? And I mean this respectfully, because the man that I look up to the most, you know, I have on the aisles and stuff, but I love Jackie Chan, so offense. I didn't know at the time. I thought she was a boy, and I named her Jackie Chan. Go ahead and laugh. I don't know if Jackie Chan would do a face palm and going, oh, but, you know, Jackie has two cats, so he's a cat man. And I just thought of honor and, you know, cat that was thrown away, and she deserved love. And what more way could, you know, show how much a cat that I love from going unwanted into being wanted and loved and given a name, Jackie Chan. Man that I honor with all my heart. So I call her Jackie Chan. Right now, here she is, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, yes, I know. I promised to take a nap. I know I got to work out today and stuff and do the radio show. And here I am, petting her live on the live on the air. She's like, oh, come on. Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Yes, I promise. And I'm trying to do some balance for myself, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really am, because, you know, I do everything myself. And it's something that, you know, I was like, I don't mind hard working and doing things, you know, working full-time job and running everything myself. I don't have assistants to do everything myself. I mean, even though, you know, Falk here, I mean, that's a part of a film family with people doing things on there. But my own things in my own life, like, you know, writing my own film, Funeral War, which is a Ninja Samurai film, and it's going to take a hell of a time for a long time for me to do this script. Honestly, honestly, truly it is, because it's not something where, you know, I'm going to rush out and just do it right away. I want to make sure it's done properly, you know, and I've got a long way to go where I myself, I have to transform myself, you know, because doing my own stunts and stuff, I'm going to have to be as physically fit as I possibly could be for myself. Because, you know, thinking about it, doing things, and people, like, just think I'm totally off my rock, which I totally agree with everyone. I am crazy, and I'm just the things that I want to do. Well, yeah, I want to jump off a building, and I want to jump out of a helicopter in my film. No, I'm not kidding. some things I want to do. People would say, like, oh, my God, you're nuts. I go, yes, I know. I admit it. I'm not going to hide it. I admit it. I'm 100% crazy. I embrace that. I like adrenaline. What do you want? My show's called Ninja Sunday. I grew up loving ninjas, and, you know, it's ninja. I know. I talk funny. I have a Boston accent. Ninja. Ninja. N-I-N-J-A, but I said ninja. But, you know, I grew up not really liking Barbie dolls. I mean, I had them, but I've always loved ninjas. I never really wanted to be Barbie, but I always wanted to be a ninja. So go figure. I'm an action girl. Love, 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 love action films. You know, and people think I'm crazy because, you know, with the martial stuff, I love watching the fight scenes, and people think it's all about violence and everything, and it's not. And even with boxers, people are like, oh, it's so violent, 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 violent. But actually, if you really knew boxers in real life that actually, you know, box in the boxing ring, they just train. They don't, like, fight on the side of the ring. You know, I mean, you hear stories and stuff, but they just, you know, fight in the ring, and they're two warriors, you know, fighting each other. And I totally get that. They're just basically regular guys. They just train and train and train. And speaking of training, I'd like to give a little shout-out, and I'm going to bring up all my stuff on here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I want to... let's see. Give me one moment. Yeah. I'm going to bring this up. Give me one moment. I'm just looking at stuff on here. So give me one moment. I'm actually, let's see. I'm trying to go back to my page because I put tons and 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 tons of stuff on my Facebook page. Tell people, you know, hide my status. I mean, it's not like I'm putting tons of stuff on everybody else's Facebook page. And, you know, you get invites to things, and it's like stuff that you have no idea what you're being invited to. People don't even explain it was. They just send you things to be invited to all these things, all these notifications, and it's like I can't even keep up with anymore. So this is what mostly stuff that I've been getting, and it's like, you know, I mean, I'm not posting stuff all over people's page. It's my page, so I tell my friends, you know what you got to do? You got to hide my status, because even I know I'm crazy enough to post all this shit all over Facebook page, but I'm doing so many things. But I hope people realize I'm doing everything myself, and everybody's like, oh, my God, you know, because I'm some sort of freak because I don't have a boyfriend or significant other. I'm actually, you know, with independent films and everything I'm doing, running the radio show and doing everything myself, doing contacts myself, I'm doing everything myself. And when I say that, I mean that. It's not like I have a guy doing everything for myself. I'm not dating anyone at the moment. And, no, this isn't to put myself out. I'm like, I call myself, I'm dating myself. And even on my Facebook status, I put myself into a relationship because. If I can't be my own best company, I'm never going to be that way with anybody in my whole entire life. Now, I don't really usually talk about, you know, my own life and my own personal life because it's my own personal stuff. I mostly talk about all the films and everything. But, you know, I really am doing my own things. Now, you hear about women doing things, but then it's like sometimes, and I can't, you know, judge other people. And some women, maybe they use men and, you know, to get to the top, and they just go from man to man to man to get what they want, and they're really not interested in that man at all. But for me, like I said, I mean, I can't condemn, you know, whatever any other woman does in their life. But what I'm saying, independent, I'm totally independent. I work a full-time job, and then I do everything myself. And I'm even going into training myself to work out. And it's something that I do have to transform myself in doing everything. You know, I don't have an assistant. You know, it's coming home from work and doing everything, making all the contacts, doing everything myself. I'm not working off a government's aid or anything like that. I work from paycheck to paycheck just like everyone else. And I think if people tend to think that, you know, anybody working on films, you know, you hear about all these celebrities and such that make, you know, tons and tons of money, and you hear that they have all these nannies and stuff. In independent films, a lot of people that work in independent films, well, everything comes out of their own pocket, and it's something that, you know, it's a limited budget, and you got to work with what you have. So, I'm just responding to something. I'm just responding to something here, and off an email here. I mean, you people can't see everything. This is radio, and sometimes I'm typing things in, and I'm just like multitasking while I'm live on the air here. But, you know, I'm getting off my train of thought with my promo stuff, so I'm actually going to start my first promo, and my first thing is, you know, talking about the boxes, and everything leads to one thing and another. And I actually had on my show Irish Joe McCready, the Beast. I had him in the whole Beast Squad, S-Q-U-A-D. So just to let you people know, if anyone is interested in getting their company name or logo printed on the new team McCready Beast Squad promo shirts that would be worn by me, this is Joe McCready's, and it says here, and the rest of the team at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, there are more perks in the package. Contact me ASAP to get a spot or to find out more details. Several packages available to fit your budget. And I had Joe on there, and he is actually kind of like an underdog. Okay, what are people saying here? Okay, I'm posting here. Okay, okay. All right, I guess I posted so much. All right, I'll repost. Post on my wall. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I'm posting it. You are right. Okay, let's see. I'm going to repost my link on my page here. So give me one moment. I'm reposting on here my link on my show today. Because I posted so much stuff, I forgot. let's see. Mark. One of my listeners asked me to repost this. Mark Robin. Here you go. I am on air now. So I'm posting this. Let's see. And people get all excited because I post about The Rock, too. And I'm like, I'm posting to people here. I posted The Rock's trailer for Hercules. I'm so psyched in July. Okay. Let's see. As soon as I'm done it, as soon as done with my radio show, I'm live. Okay, I'm typing in, right? I'm live on the air. I told you. So, I'm actually, let's see. I'm responding to people on here. I post, like I said, I post so many things on here. And I'm pretty sure, you know, I have so much to talk about. Yeah, like I said, I just keep going blah, 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 blah. Like, I just keep rambling on and on and on and on. I mean, well, I guess because I'm in a good coffee. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. And it's like my voice is a little scratchy, but let me see. I'm just responding to something on here. No problem. No problem at all. No problem. Just responding. So I'm going to. Okay, let's see. All right. The last one I was talking, Joel. Okay, Irish Joe McCready the Beast, just going over this one more time. He's going to be fighting in Vegas. The date is April 12th, and I know he's going to be going there to train. And once again, for Irish Joe McCready the Beast, go to his page. You can write to him, Joe McCready. His last name is McCready. And if there's anyone interested in getting their company name or logo printed on the new Team McCready, B-Squad promo shirts, that will be worn by him. It says me, but I posted it on this page. Mickey Ward. And you know who Mickey Ward is. Mark Wahlberg played him in a true story. It was with Kristen Bell, and that was the film The Fighter. So Mickey Ward and the rest of the team at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, there are more perks in the package. Contact him as soon as possible to get a spot or to find out more details. Several packages available to fit your budget. So you can write to Joe McCready in his inbox, and someone will get back to you. So you can check that out. And he will be fighting April 12th in Las Vegas. So he's been training really hard. And let me tell you, even at nighttime, he goes out and he trains. And he really is underdog because knowing his story, I had him on my show too, and he is a boxer that, you know, I'm just wishing the best for him. Really, truly, I'm wishing the best for Irish Joe McCready the Beast. And, you know, I hope is, you know, he's been training, and I've been watching him, so I definitely know that for a fact. He's been training his butt off, and, you know, even for his birthday, he was training. So, you know, it's something that I have been watching his progress. So he's been training for quite some time now. Okay, the other one, I'm just going to randomly talk about the promos that I wanted to talk about. I'm actually going to be doing a photo shoot with Joe McCready, Irish Joe McCready the Beast, back in Boston. I want to get some things going because these T-shirts that I was sent from Traditions, TRADITIONZ. Now, if you don't know what the company is, I've got to tell you, these T-shirts are awesome. And just think, the summer's coming up, and this is a family clothing line. Now, myself, my totem is not a dragon, but I love dragons, and I have a tattoo of a dragon dedicated to Bruce Lee on my back. But the one thing about, the cool thing about Traditions, it is, besides it being family, the founder is Don the Dragon Wilson, and he is a living legend. He's a kickboxer, and he's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. And I'll even post more about him after my show, and I usually post the videos and stuff, but you can go there and check out Traditions, TRADITIONZ. And let's see, I'm trying to find the website. And about Traditions T-shirts, our mission statement is to promote the positive aspects of traditional martial arts. The description on the Facebook page of Traditions, it says, by promoting and popularizing our product line, we hope to expand the martial arts fan base already established throughout the world. our faith in the beliefs and good effects that studying the martial arts can have in an individual inspired the concept of a new clothing line which highlights those values. Now, I'm actually going to Traditions, the website. It's Traditions, T-R-D-I-T-O-N-Z, and I believe it's .com. But if you go there, you can actually see there's actually new shirts and stuff on there. And you can actually see them themselves. And, I mean, personally, I really, really love them. I have 3 T-shirts myself, and I will be doing a photo shoot in a boxing ring with the T-shirts on. So that's something that I'm very excited to do a photo shoot for that, for the company. Because Don Dragonoso, he's pretty cool. And I want to read off the website here. And it says, what Traditions about us. Traditions is the creation of kickboxing champion and martial arts legend Don the Dragon Wilson. With 4 decades, see, ladies and gentlemen, 4 decades as a martial artist, Wilson longed for a product which could appeal to the general public while continuing to reflect the respect, honor, pride, and spirit of all the different styles of self-defense. The Dragon believes that we must honor the positive aspects of our past, our tradition, while maintaining an open mind and an innovative attitude towards the future. We have done this in a way that also honors change. Z. Tradition represents all that is good in the martial arts and humanity. We will always choose to highlight and promote ideals which reflect good character and moral fiber. Thanks to the many martial artists who have helped us along the way and continue to support the mission statement for this company. So you can check that out. So check that out. And I'm telling you, I love the T-shirts. I love Dragon. It's not just for men and kids, but it's for women too. So that's why I'm so pumped up about Tradition. So it's really, really kind of cool. I really like it. I really, really enjoy these T-shirts. So summer's coming up. Check it out. And that's where you can actually go and order the T-shirts. So let's see. What else? Let's see. What else? Let's see on my page. What else am I promoting today? I'm going down my page. Okay, there's that. I checked that off. Let's see. What else? Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. You got to check this out. Let's see. It's actually 4 film. It's an independent film, and I would love to see this. I'm looking up the website. It's a Black Salt the Film campaign. Hold on. I'm actually trying to find out. Let's see. Black Salt Film. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. Now, I'm going on the website. And it's called Black Salt. So give me one moment. And I'm trying to find out, because if you go there, you can go to blacksaltibelieve.com, and it actually is. You can actually go there. And I'm trying to check out the stats on this. And it says $16,004 are left. And it says the campaign will receive all the funds contributed by Tuesday, April 1st. So that means there's a little bit of time left. So I'm actually going to post this right now on my Facebook page. Okay. Let's see. It says, update, Black Salt stretch goals. Thanks to our fans, we reached our production budget. Now we need you to help to reach our stretch goal. Now that we surpassed our $10,000 goal, raising additional funds will allow us to market and promote the short like a feature film release, distribute worldwide, and develop the brand further towards the goal of producing a full-length feature film. $5,000, internet marketing, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, press releases, magazine covers for Martial Arts Magazine, Wikipedia page, etc. $4,500, finish the 6th comic issue and graphic novel. $10,000, Comic-Con, convention, booth, promotional materials, travel. And I'm trying to find out, you know, exactly where to read on the page. And I know that there was something going on where they were looking for, you know, to cast this. from the genres action thriller, espionage, martial arts, rating PG-13 to capture a wider target market. Log line. With time winding down towards world-ending devastation, the fate of mankind rests in the hands of one man, Subnautica. Black Salt is a live-action short film project. With only 4 days left, the clock ticks down toward the new world holocaust. The only thing standing in its path is Interpol's deadliest Black Ox agent, Samuel Tharp. Sam hunts down the path of game-changing weapon of mass destruction called, let's see how I'm going to pronounce this with my Boston accent. I will spell it Exterminus. Okay, that's the best Exterminatus. It's like exterminate, E-X-T-E-R-M-I-N-A-T-U-S. Okay, that's how you spell it. He follows hot on its trail deep into the ancient land of China, where he must seek aid from the abbot at the Shaolin Temple. An evil Yakuza, Y-A-K-U-Z-A, master, stole the exterminatus and seeks to use it in the east. Sam must prove his worthiness by fighting one of the temple's most skilled monks. Prepared to lay down his own life in exchange for the lives of his family and the world, Sam steps forward and engages in combat. Only his long-past training by the Shaolin master, Yubaishek, it's Y-U-B-A-I-S-H-E-K, will make him a worthy hero. Okay. And you can actually go, and the great, this is just awesome, the director, this is the team, the director, Ben Renzi himself, who I got to interview on my show, so you can check that out, you can look up, I actually had the director of this film on my show, he's really a cool cat, but it says the director, Ben Renzi will direct the Black Salt live action proof of concept short film. He has directed Love and Bullet, Blood and Bone, has written the big hit, and what is it, in Luke Cage for Marvel Comics. But, you know, Blood and Bone? Oh, come on. If you don't know what Blood and Bone is, go hide your head in the sand. So I'm just telling you. Blood and Bone has this ultimate martial arts. And, oh, I'm telling you, if I ever worked on set, I mean, besides The Rock, where I worked on set around The Rock, but I swear, it would take all of my focus and concentration if I worked around on a set of Michael Jai White. I would need a shower like a couple times a day. This man is gorgeous. He's very gorgeous. And Ben Ramsey got to work with Michael Jai White, and I'm telling you, the film is awesome. Now, just mind you, when I say awesome, just remember, I'm not a girl that grew up loving, Barbies. I've loved, ninjas and stuff. So, I've always loved ninjas. So you're just going to mean, when I say awesome, if you're really listening to me, just remember that when I'm talking about Blood and Bone, the fight scenes are awesome. And, just his direction of catching the fight scenes, Ben Ramsey is a genius at catching the fight scenes the way Michael Jai White, you just have to read Blood and Bone to understand the director, Ben Ramsey. So he will be directing Black Salt. So you got to check it out. Go to there. And it says, this is the whole team. Owner, Ratliff. Creator, producer, and writer. Creator, Aries Cameron. Writer, Philip Day. Associate producer, Dana Stamos. And fight consultant is Sal Redner. The talent. Michelle Lee can be seen in various shows such as CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, CSI New York, and Numbers, and in films such as Pirates of the Caribbean 3 and 4, Blood and Bone, Pacific Rim, Olympus Has Fallen, The Hunted, also starred in a Sci-Fi Channel movie. Michelle will play Horse Ripper in the Black Salt short film, a blind assassin, inhumanly fast, silent, agile, and extremely ruthless. Ooh, my type of woman, Michelle Lee, and willing to do anything and everything necessary to defeat an opponent. Oh, she is sexy. Oh, sexy, sexy. And you can see, oh, wow, what a woman. She's wearing yellow. It's his inside kung fu. Wow. You just know. I'm Shelly Nunchucks, and she's holding yellow nunchucks, so I'm getting all excited over this woman. So what do you want? She's holding nunchucks. I'm like, whoa, mama, she's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous woman here. And you can actually check her out on there. And it says here, oh, maybe some other people are part of it. James Lowe. If you don't know who James Lowe is, just hide in a cave. It's all I got to say. Just go hide in a cave if you don't have any idea who James Liu is. James Liu has starred, did stunts and fights, coordinated more TV and feature films than you can shake a stick at. See? Told you. Some of his films include Legacy of the Tengu, G.I. Joe, Retaliation, Olympus Has Fallen, Battleship, Safe, and Prince Bali, just to name a few. James will play Abbott. Oh, man, I have so many problems pronouncing names. I don't know if this is pronounced right, but it's spelled Abbott, X-I-A-U, in the Black Salt short film. He currently presides over the Shaolin Temple at the Shangsheng Mountain, the scion of a long line of martial artists. The abbot has lived among the Shaolin since childhood. Despite his advanced age, he is also remarkably fit. Yeah, it's James Liu. Yeah, of course he's remarkably fit. This man, he's crazy. He's awesome. So it's great that he's in this film. You guys gotta go check out what Black Salt. Just to check this out if you want to support it. And next guy, oh my gosh. This guy, I swear I don't know where he gets the energy. He's so fast. Arnold Chong. Arnold Chong is a very young and popular martial artist who is a rising star in the movie industry. He made his screen debut as an actor in VIP. Arnold has now appeared in some of the biggest movies and series, mostly as a stuntman and fighter. Some of his movies include Escape Plan, The Lone Ranger, The Hangover Part 3, G.I. Joe, Retaliation, and Bullet to the Head, just to name a few. Arnold will play Monk Singh, S-I-N-G. He ranks as one of the highest-skilled priests living in Shangsheng, in a living embodiment of Shaolin values and ideals. I told you, this film is just going to be off the wall, just totally off the wall. Uma Khan, U-M-A-R. Is a rising star born in Pakistan but raised in Sweden. He has featured in many films, commercials, and stunts overseas and already has licensing in racing competition, scuba diving, and skydiving. Skydiving! Oh, man! Love him! Uma will make his action debut in the U.S. as Rain in the Black Salt short film. So you really got to check this out because it has everybody on there. Next one. Sheena Chu is an actress and producer known for Meet the Spartans, Burned, and Aces. And it says, Black Salt search for the next action star. I don't know if they have casted it. And it says, Ratty Entertainment, LLC, and Cyrus Talent and Casting is searching for the next action star that will play Samuel Ligon Tharp in the Black Salt short film project with the development phase already completed for the feature film. Samuel, an African-American male, leads a team of highly skilled black ops agents, all exceptionally gifted in the arts of stealth, infiltration, and martial arts. Samuel obtains his phenomenal skills by the legendary monk Yubaiskek. And I know I'm repeating myself in spelling it because whether people believe it or not, it is important. I know I talk kind of funny with the Boston accent. The thing is, people deserve respect with the right pronunciations of their names. So that's why I'm spelling it out so you'll know exactly how, you know, people can figure out how to really, you know, say the name. So that's why I spell it out after I actually say it because I really do think people deserve that. I know in the industry, in the movie industry, people may not think it's important and they don't care about pronouncing people's names. I mean, I really do, and I try my best. But this is who reluctantly took Sam on as a student and taught the boy many of Shaolin's most guarded and powerful secrets over the course of a decade. We are looking for African-American male between the ages of 33 and 43, skilled in martial arts, a stuntman, have some kung fu training, a plus, must have some acting skills, bio with martial arts and acting experience. One headshot, one action photo, and reading an action video. Let's see. And it's just that, you know, it's just the project summary. The company's goal is to market and promote the short film like it is a major feature film release and, more important, implement the Distrofy distribution platform to modernize the Black Salt short film. This will be accomplished through internet marketing, submission to 60 major film festivals, video on demand distribution, and setting up as many online affiliate distributors by embedding our film trailer in shop on as many websites, blogs, forums, and social networks. Secondly, as we promote the short film, the company will stimulatively push the digital comic book series, graphic novel, and the apparel line to establish, ooh, an apparel line. This sounds so awesome, man. Set me up. I would wear this stuff. To establish the project as a bankable intellectual property. Thirdly, we produce a music soundtrack, single, and video to promote and sell through the music channels. Sounds pretty smart. You people are smart. So check that out. It's really cool. Check it out. Let's see. What was the other thing I wanted to bring up? La-di-da-di-da-di-da. One more thing here. Yes. One more thing to actually bring up. The film that I'm actually part of, we're getting really, underway for more things. But a lot of people don't realize that in independent filming, people work regular jobs. You know, you hear about these big budget films, but, you know, people become like a film family. And it's something that it takes a lot longer to do, you know, something that's an independent film because you have a limited budget and you have to work the best you can. So in the film that I'm actually part of, where everybody, we all work together like a family. You know, people are doing the whole company, you know, with this, you know, there's people that are doing these any special effects, production itself, you know, with wardrobe, everything, you know, makeup and everything. So it's something we are in need of help of funds. And if you actually go to Falcyr, F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, you can actually go to give there and check it out. And it's to let you know, it's an upcoming feature-length fantasy from Unicovia Pictures currently in production. And you can see production photos and updates at visit www.falcyr, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, movie.com, and like us on Facebook. All money raised will go immediately toward production costs, and donors will be credited in the film. Thank you for your help. So if you want to check that out, it'd be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated if you can help us out because we are in need of funds. And as I open up the, you know, the show, Battle Song, which I'm going to play now to end the show, you know, it's something that it actually is in the film. It's a horror to Lisa, the man who's, this is his vision, that wrote this, and he's directing, and he runs a school in Standish in a, you know, Unicovia. This is actually him and his wife singing together. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and Z does not use auto-tone. He actually is, you know, he's an accomplished musician. He does, you know, you can give this man any instrument, and he's a composer himself, too. So it's in the show, you know. The song Battle Song, that's actually going to be in our film. So you can actually, and with music, it sets the mood. You know, that's something that really is a big part of a film because it gets you to feel the mood of the film when you're listening to the music. So as I end the show, you hear this, and to let you know, I will be getting people as guests on my show, and I will make announcements. And anybody out there, you know, that does have a dream, you know, you're as good as anybody else, and I'll support your dreams. It doesn't matter what it is. If you have a dream, you should definitely go for it. It's just one small step at a time, and just remember, you are as good as anybody else, and don't forget that. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, everyone, to today's show, and I once again will be getting guests for my future show. I already got two lined up. John Krang, who actually, I've had him on my show before, he's actually fought Jet Li. And he's interviewed Jackie Chan. He was actually a comedian, too. So, you know, he works in the business, too. And another one I've had on my show, another guest, is Ron Lester, who's known for Varsity Blues and many other shows and such. And he actually, he's making a film called Racing Legacy. It's an honor and dedicated to Paul Walker, who's known, rest in peace, for the Fast and Furious franchise. And that's something for him himself, Ron Lester, will be dedicating Racing Legacy in honor of Paul Walker. So those are a couple guests I will be having on my show, and I'll be getting more and more guests, but I will make the announcements before I have them on my show. And once again, thank you, everybody, for listening to my show. I appreciate the support and such, and thank you so much. And just remember, anybody that has a dream, you're as good as anybody else, and so you go for it. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Remember, Ninja Sundays are awesome, 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 and thanks again for the support. Everyone, have a good week. Why turn?